From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday there is, in his words, nothing to love about the national health care reforms championed by former President Obama, but he offered no strategy for their repeal or replacement.
My budget increases spending and the increase in all spending for federal law enforcement also, and activities.
And I actually told the Republicans that if we did nothing, just do nothing for a two-year period, let Obamacare totally implode, which it's doing right now anyway, that would be, from a political standpoint, the best thing we could do. Just let it implode, and then people will come begging. The Democrats will come begging to do something to help them out of the jam. Once we start doing it, we sort of inherit the problem. We take over the problem. It becomes ours. But it's the right thing to do for the American people. I think allowing this to go on, this disaster to go on, is a mistake.
Speaking to governors and insurance company leaders in separate meetings, Mr. Trump said his first budget to the Congress will focus on public safety and national security. Iraqi forces on Monday seized control of a key bridge in the city of Mosul as they push forward with their week-old offensive to clear Islamic State militants from the western side of the city. Officials said pro-government forces were in control of the bridge over the Tigris River. Fighting in Mosul has badly damaged or destroyed all of the bridges, and restoring access across the river will allow the army to move troops and supplies. Three people are reported dead and seven injured after heavy rains hit Chile. It was the second major flooding event to hit Chile in the past year. This is VOA News. A German hostage has been executed in the Philippines by notorious Islamic State militant group Abu Sayyaf after a ransom deadline lapse. Video of the execution was circulated Monday by Site Intelligence Group, which monitors jihadist terrorist groups. The elderly German national's female companion was killed during their abduction in 2008. The UN Human Rights Chief issued a warning regarding world peace and human rights protection at the opening of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. Lisa Schlein is there and has this report for VOA.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein warns many of the achievements made in stabilizing the world order since the end of World War II are at risk of being lost by growing populism. He says durable peace in many parts of the world and success in development over the seven decades following this shattering war are due to the observance of the fundamental human rights enshrined in the UN Charter and other international human rights treaties. Antonio Guterres is attending his first session of the UN Human Rights Council as UN Secretary General. He says root causes of conflict must be tackled and human rights concerns addressed earlier and more effectively. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The impeachment of South Korean President Park Geun-hye entered its final phase Monday as the Constitutional Court held its last hearing. In December, the National Assembly voted overwhelmingly to remove President Park from office for colluding with her longtime friend Choi Soon-sil to extort Korean conglomerates to donate more than $69 million and two dubious foundations in exchange for favorable treatment. Park denied any wrongdoing, saying she has never financially benefited from her office and was unaware of any illicit activities that were allegedly conducted by friends and subordinates. And a lot of the buzz around the Academy Awards ceremony in Los Angeles Sunday night appears to be the surprise ending. It came during the announcement for Best Film.
La La Land.
But Best Film honors actually went to Moonlight, and the mistake was quickly corrected. It was a big night for actress Viola Davis, who won an Oscar in the category for Best Supporting Actress in the film Fences. And Casey Affleck won Best Actor for his role in the film Manchester by the Sea. The Best Actress Award went to Emma Stone for La La Land. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.